This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. Welcome, everybody. We have a very important subject this morning. Somewhat of a sensitive topic, but this is something that is relevant every day, many times a day. We just learned in Siman Gimel, Sif Yud Gimel, that one should not urinate standing because of the it will spray unless you're standing in a high spot or you're urinating into soil that's already worked, so it will be absorbed in the ground. So now we're learning Sif Yodalad. Yizoher Shelo Ye'echoiz Ba'ama V'yashin. You have to be careful not to grab the male organ and urinate. One is not allowed to touch their male organ. The Makam Hamila, the place where they urinate from, the Eivar HaTashmish, unless imloy me'atara ulamata, unless from the corona and below, which means away from the body, the tip. The tip is the only thing that's permitted. But not the male organ itself, which could either be, that could be bekishoy at times. So the Mechaber is saying that it is permitted me'atara ulamata. It is permitted from the atara and below. Because by touching oneself there, it could cause a person to emit semen in vain. Unless a person is married. If a person is married, then they have pas basaloi, then it's mutter meyikar hadin. Now, what about if a person's wife is anida? We'll see. If the woman, wife is anida, then it would be asur. It is considered saintly practice to be careful, even if somebody's married, not to touch that area, even to urinate. Says the Bir Halacha, Yizar Shelo Yechayz, meaning, let's say we just learned you're now to urinate in a standing, unless you're standing in a high spot or you're urinating into dirt because of it's going to spray, so maybe you would think that if you don't have worked over dirt or you don't have a slope and it's not possible to urinate sitting, meaning what if you need to touch yourself there in order to make sure that the urine doesn't spray on your feet and people will think that their children are not yours. In other words, there's no dispensation. It doesn't matter what the circumstances. It doesn't matter what the need is. It's not permitted to touch that area if a person is not married. If a person is not married, they cannot touch that area. Unless, me'atara ulamata, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'afilu im ha'evar bekishoy mutar me'atara ulamata. Even if the evar is hard, it's permitted from the corona and below, away from the body, the tip. The reason why you can't touch over them, it causes one to it comes to becoming heated up and immodest thoughts. If one wants to know the severity of this sin, you can look in Shulchan Aruch Siman Chaf Gimel. Chazal say one who's moitzis el vatara is maybe mabul la'olam. And the Zohar goes so far as to say that it's a sin that you cannot do tshuva for. Now, this is one of the most frightening statements in all of the Zohar HaKadosh. And it's something which is addressed by many of the Sifrei Chassidus to try to, so to speak, sometimes it could cause a person to become demoralized or to give up hope, because this person sees in the Zohar that this is a sin you can't do tshuva for. So there are basically two approaches that I'll share with you right now. One is it depends what kind of tshuva you do. If you do tshuva miyira, so you can't do tshuva because it's such a severe sin. We know tshuva miyira only downgrades the avera. So for such a terrible sin, it would be impossible to do tshuva miyira. But tshuva me'ahava, which is known as tshuva ilah, doing tshuva out of love, where you transform the avera into a mitzvah, that is possible, of course, by any avera, even being moitzes zar levatala. The Avnei Nezer writes in his Hakdama to the Gleital, that the reason why a person can't do tshuva is because most averos come from the lev, the heart. And tshuva is from the heart. So you could rectify an avera done with the heart through tshuva from the heart. But the sin of being moitzi zel v'atara, al pi Kabbalah, it comes from the mayach, it comes from the brain. Zara is produced in the brain. Even biologically, it's the pituitary gland is involved in the production of zara. And therefore, a regular tshuva, which emanates from the heart, cannot allow a person to repent for a sin that emanates from the mayach. However, when a person learns, when a person does tshuva accompanied by learning bi'iyun, which comes from the mayach, that is a kapara. The bottom line is, it's a severe sin. Of course, it is possible to do tshuva for it, but nevertheless, a person has to avoid it as much as possible. And one should not touch themselves in that area if they are not married. What if a person is married? Says Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Chav Zayin, Hu Nasoi, Diyesh Loi Pas Besaloi. If he has bread in his basket, meaning he's able to satisfy his desires at a permissible time. Ve'en Yitzroi Toikva Kol Kach, the Yitzhar is not so strong in someone who is married. Now, Ve'im Hi Nida, if a woman is a Nida, Yishu Baderech, or a person's traveling, Asar, this is very important halacha. Person's on the road, then they have to urinate differently. They have to go to the bathroom differently. If somebody's married, the heter of nasoi is only if she is muteres and a person is home. If she's a nida or if a person's baderach, it's aser. Va'ayin be'Eben Ezer sim chav gimel sif dalet da'afilu nasoi enay muter lahashir yadeh la'ama klal ela b'shosh yitzach l'nekavav. And someone who's married, and the wife is mutter, and he's home, it's only for to be mashed in, but not any other time. Hanosoi. Now, we said it's a midas chasidos to be careful, even if a person's married. But, says Mishnah Berurah, Vim oimed b'makam sheish loy pachad, shelo yipo, if a person's standing in a place that he's afraid that he shouldn't fall, ein lahachmer b'nasei klal, he should not be machmer if he's married at all. In other words, a person is afraid that he's not on steady ground, then that would be permitted for a married person, and there's no reason to be machmir. Says the Mechaber Siv Tezvav, Afilu mi she'en nasoi moter l'sayeya ba'beitzim, someone who's not married, so how could he direct his hashtana? So he's allowed to assist and direct ba'beitzim by using the beitzim, by using the testicle. She'enoi mischamim kol al yidei kach. By that area, the Mishnah Berurah says, doesn't cause a person to be heated up. Now, are there any circumstances where it is permitted to touch the amma? Says the Mishnah Berurah, yes. Ulfamim muter lechas ba'amma lahashtin. Sometimes it's permitted to touch the amma, to urinate. Kegon al yidei matlis ava she'en mechamim. For example, through a thick cloth, that will not cause a person to be heated up. Av l'idei hecholak asar, through a thin cloth, it's prohibited. But some ask on this, v'yesh mefakbekin gam al yidei malas ava, some question whether you could use a thick cloth, mishum d'lay adin an shira. We don't know exactly the thickness of the cloth. And therefore, some question this heter. Says the Mechaber Siv Tezayin, Lo yihutar lanosoi lechois ba'ama elahashtin. It's only permitted for a married person to touch his organ to urinate. Avol hischachich loy, not to scratch. Person's itchy there, they still can't touch it. So what do they do? See the Mishnah Berurah. Lischachich loy lefish achichum mevedei chimam. Scratching could lead to becoming heated up. Uva kal yavol yidei shichvazer. A person could easily come to emit semen because of that. Va'ayin mechayadam shemata yidei begedav. The chayadam permits through a thick cloth. Umutter lisroi gezakan atachdoin. It's permitted to comb the hair of the pubic area. Ach shelo yiga oz va'ama biyada, as long as you don't handle the organ with your hand. Ba'ayin beber halacha. Says beber halacha lo yhutar, aval eschachich lo, you can't scratch. V'chein ma shehutar l'mi she'enoi nosoi l'mata me'atara. And the heter, for someone who's not married, to touch the tip. That's also only permitted if he needs to urinate. The Mishnah Berurah says that you're allowed to comb the hair in that area. It's not any worse than using a thick cloth. Especially if you hold, like Tosfos brought in the Magen Avraham, that when it says below the navel, it means in the place of the Mila, that would be more of a heter. Okay, one more sif in Simen Gimel. Loi hutar lanosoi lechois ba'ama elala. Excuse me, sif Yud Zayin. Hamasha nekavav over mishum bal teshaktsu. One who delays excreting is over a lav in the Torah of don't become despicable, don't become abhorrent. Now, this implies whether for ketanim or for gedolim. Either one. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'masha asnu l'ketanim, but a person holds in ketanim. Now the Dirshu says, this is not talking about if somebody has a small urge. Then if a person has a small urge, they're not over about the shak, so although we did say l'chachili shenat davin, what's the parameter? The Eshal Avram of Buchach says that if you could distract yourself, then you're not over about the shaksu. But if you can't get it off your mind, there's nothing you could do, then you're over about the shaksu. Now, if you're someone delays going urinating, you're over about the shaksu, and loya b'ka'akar, it could cause a person to become infertile. Now, the Chazon Ish says something very interesting. One of the reason why it could cause a person to become infertile is because by holding it in, it could somehow damage the passage of Zera. It's unbelievable that in the times of the Gemara, it seemed like a person's nature was different, that there were actually two different tubes. One came out the Zera and one came out the Meraglayim. But nowadays, the Chazon Ish says we only have biologically one passageway, and if that's the case, the Isser of Lo Yiyah B'Cha'akar is no longer applicable. Anyway, V'Hamasha L'Hafiach, one who holds in passing gas, Eino Oivar Abal Teshaktsu, is not Oivar Abal Teshaktsu. So, if somebody holds in Gedoilim, they're over Baal Teshaksa. Someone holds in Ketanim, they're over Loya Bacha Akar and Baal Teshaksa. Someone holds in passing gas, they're not over anything. Gamho Isra Baal Teshaksa Nidchem Mimei Kavra Briyos. The Isra Baal Teshaksa would be pushed off out of human dignity. Let's say someone holds in going to the bathroom to be able to have a discreet place to go to the bathroom. So, for example, someone who's a Malamed Torah, someone who's Dorish Barabim, in the middle of a drasha, somebody has to go to the bathroom, one could hold it in out of just human dignity. Yizar ma'oid l'kaneach hetev. One should be very careful to wipe very well. Kitzoy b'mekoma b'mashu. Because if a person has even an iota of excrement by the place where it comes out of, then one is not permitted to learn or daven. It's a good thing to wipe the pi hatabas, the place where gedolim comes out of, either with water or with saliva. Now, in Siman Ayin Vav Siv Katan Yud Ches, the Dersha brings that the Mishnah Berurah again reminds us that a person should try to clean that area with water. Now, what about our toilet paper? The Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul says that even with our toilet paper, you still need water. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky disagrees that our toilet paper is effective and it is equal to rechitza b'mayim. Okay, so that's a very interesting machlokes regarding our bathroom tissue. Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul says it's still recommended to use water, and Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky says no, it's good enough. Rabbi Isai, thanks everybody for joining. Hope to see everybody tomorrow. Tomorrow we begin a new sugya, a major sugya in halacha, Hilchos Netilas Yadayim Shachris. Have a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.